Hello, who else is on the call?
This is Ms. Laura.
How you doing, Ms. Laura? Okay, I'd say one other person was on the call, so this is Dustin. I was just checking.
Okay.
Okay.
Michelle Garrett, I'm on the call also. I'm just on mute right now.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Okay.
Good. We are going to probably be having a couple people join us, so I'm going to give it maybe one more minute, and then we'll start. I promise not to keep you long. It should not last beyond 30 minutes, if that time. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule this evening. This is Dr. Irisha. I should have announced myself. As most of you don't know my phone voice, this is Dr. Irisha. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I'll give about one more minute for other leaders to join us. This is a call for excellence team leaders. I think there was an announcement last night as well as an email that went out. We are recording it so that we can send it out to the leaders who are not on the line. And I know Brother Maurice will call them and give them the update of what we need. So I'll give about 30 more seconds for everyone to join us, and then we'll get right into our agenda for today.
This is Ella Coleman.
Glad to have you.
Sheila Whiting.
Bertha Jo.
All right, let's get started. Brother Maurice probably should be on the line. I'm going to ask, because it is an open line for everyone to be a part of it, if you can mute your phone. We have a time at the end that will open up for question and answer. But if everybody will mute their lines, then that means we won't have so much background noise, and it'll eliminate the distractions from hearing. I know some of you may be driving home, and we want to make good use of our time, and so the less background and interferences we have would make it ideal. So if you'll just mute your line, and then when it's time for Q&A, you'll come on, and I'll give you instructions on how we'll handle that so it won't be so we can handle it with excellence. First, let me say thank you on behalf of Bishop and Pastor Bridget for taking time out of your evening to join us on this call. And I promise I won't take long and take much of your time, but I thought instead of asking everyone to come out for a meeting, I could give you the project that we needed your help on. This would be the quickest and most effective way to communicate with everyone so that you could be on board, you could assist us where we need assistance, and then you could also hear the direction that we're going in. I'm going to start off with prayer, and then I'll get into the details of what we want to accomplish on tonight. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father, for the ministry. We thank you, Father, for the vision that you've given our bishop. We declare that we are a 7-star ministry, a ministry that functions in excellence with a caring touch. We thank you, Father, that you have empowered us to handle every task and assignment. And, Father, we thank you for the lives that will be touched through our commitment and our service in the kingdom of God. And, Father, we thank you that you always take notice of what we do, and there's nothing that we can give up or the time that we take that you won't pay us back. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I trust everyone, and let me say it again, if you just now joined the line, I am past. This is Dr. Irisha, and I'm hosting this call. I'm sure Brother Maurice and I think Miss Arlene are on the line as well. I trust everyone is aware of the 7-star ministry approach that Bishop launched in detail on Sunday night. He has been saying the term for several months, 7-star, 7-star, letting us know that there's a difference between 5-star and 7-star. But on this past Sunday was the kickoff to our extensive time of 7-star training as a church family. I think it's critical for every member to be there, but definitely every excellence team to be there, because once you get the 7-star ministry concept, you realize that it's not something that just will affect our ministry, it will affect your personal life. We had such a great time on Sunday night and the opportunity to hear the various testimonies of people who have experienced caring touch lets us know that our church is going in the right direction. We just want to move at accelerated pace, and we want to refine some areas. And so I'm super excited about the next 2 Sundays, because I know we're only going to keep going higher and higher in our learning and our application. As leaders, I trust that you will do whatever's necessary to be in attendance for the remaining sessions, because if you are not abreast and committed to the 7-star ministry concept, it will be hard for you as a leader to lead your team to carry out the vision and make sure your area is 7-star, because not only should our our ministry as a whole be 7-star, but your area should be 7-star. I wanted to do this call tonight because this coming Sunday night is very important, and it requires your participation and your input as leaders. This Sunday will focus on the excellence component and the excellence team in a greater detail, as we'll be spending some breakout time in various areas in the auditorium, and you or another leader will go over some critical items that must be done in your areas to operate at the 7-star level. Remember, Bishop said that 7-star is excellence with the caring touch, that we want to solve problems, that we want to make sure we touch people, that they remember their experience at the light in a positive way, that we wanted them to know that we care about them. Recently, you will remember that I had Brother Maurice probably call you and request for every leader to submit their manuals that you're utilizing for your training, and we've taken some time to review your manuals. Some are more extensive and detailed than others, but a lot of them are great. Many of you have great information, and if it's followed to the T, it definitely will produce excellence. But the reality is that some people get overwhelmed by manuals. Sometimes we hand it to them and they never really read it, and some people really don't have full understanding of the manual, but yet they think they can function in excellence. I've gathered a team of people that are working with me as we implement this 7-star plan, and as we were talking and working on the 7-star plan, and we looked at how we want our members to accomplish this, how we want to implement it, we realized that we had to take into consideration how people learn and how they retain information. And truthfully, everybody doesn't read long manuals. So in an effort to simplify some of the things that we do and highlight key things in each area, what we're doing is we're going to create something new. It's called a standard one-sheet summary. Every excellence team department, in addition to your manual, will have a one-sheet summary for your department. That means on that one-sheet summary, it'll state the 7-star vision, it'll state the church mission statement, and then there are two things that I need your assistance in developing and writing so that we can complete the one-sheet summary. Again, every department, every excellence team area will have a one-sheet summary. This one-sheet summary does not take the place of your manual. It's really an added-to bonus. It's something that people can keep before them all the time to say, here is how I can take this and I can apply it to my ministry. It is said that people can focus on doing and performing 3 tasks. And so here's what I need every excellence team leader to create. And I know it's kind of a last minute, but this is a simple exercise that will take us a long way. And I even had the staff do it for their departments on today. I need you to do the following tasks and submit them to Brother Maurice electronically by 10 a.m. in the morning. Yes, I know it's kind of crunch time, but it's so that we can be fully prepared for Sunday night. So I know you're saying, Pastor Dr. Arisha, what is it that you need? I need every leader for every excellence team area to do 2 things. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to make a list of the top 3 focus items for your area. And you say focus items. Yes. Basically what that is that when I sign up for your area, what are the top 3 focus things that I should know and always remember? And if I always do these things, I can be successful in the area, I can operate in line with the vision, and it's really a snapshot of the manual and the 7-star vision. I'll give you an example. The greeters. If the greeters were doing their top 3 focus items, 1 may be remember to smile or hug the person, 2, welcome the person to the light, and 3 would be see if they need assistance. Now, I understand I'm not a greeter, so the greeter leader may tweak that, but that's just an example of the top 3 things. That every time you're serving in our area, here is what 3 focus items we want you to remember. Always remember to smile, always remember to welcome people, and then you may have a different 3rd one. That was one of the things we pulled as kind of looking through the manual. So you'll make a list of the top 3 focus items for your area that every person in your area, when they're on their post, should focus on. Here's the next step that I need. I need your top 5 protocol or procedures that a person should do when functioning in your area. For example, if you work in audio, if you work in video, the number 1 thing should be follow your checklist. There's a checklist in each area, and if you follow the checklist, it eliminates errors. Now, that checklist may have a list of items on it, but we don't start a service without going over the checklist. Your next thing, if you may, you know, in your, if you're in an area that's up front, like the music department, the dance ministry, you may put on your top five protocol or procedures, remove gum out of your mouth, because the last thing we should have is a praise team leader or dancer while they're dancing on stage and the camera hits them chewing gum. That's not excellence, and it's not an attention to detail. You may have one of your points that I won't point at a person, but those are the top five protocols, like a snapshot from your manual that every person should do when they're serving. So what it does is it empowers a person that until they read the manual, they can always remember my top three focus items and my top five protocol procedure items that I should do every time I'm serving. Some of your protocol may be as simple as remember to have fresh breath, but it's something that a person can use and start functioning in excellence in your area. Again, I stated I needed this by 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can email it to Brother Maurice at maurice.j@newlight.org. The email address again is maurice.j@newlight.org. I'm sure Brother Maurice will chime in if you have questions or comments. Once you do that, and then let me add a third item as well. The third item is many times we have people working and they don't know who to contact in the area if something were to occur, something to were to go wrong. Maybe you have an audio person that's working at the South and say the lead person didn't show up. If they had a challenge, who they should call. That's the next thing that we want on this one sheeter is your lead contact information. If something happens, who should I call? If I can't make it to service, who should I email? Who should I call? And it may be one number, it may be two numbers, but having that available on the sheet. So please provide those three items. The first one would be your top three focus items. Number two is your top five protocol/procedures that they should do in your area when working. And then the final thing would be two contact information number as well as email address for the lead person so they can see that at a glance. Once you submit that to Brother Maurice, we're going to take it on tomorrow and put it on a standard sheet for all departments for Sunday night. On Sunday night, we'll have our group session, and then we'll break out in groups, and many of you will be going over your top three focus items or your top five procedures. For time's sake, and because a lot of our excellence areas work together, we're going to group you together with various excellence team areas so that we can be effective with our time. So audio and video may be grouped together. Music and dance ministry may be grouped together with the presenter in that area to present the breakout information. We want it to be live and interactive, so you may be doing some demonstration, and Brother Maurice or myself will get with you in greater detail. At this time, I'm going to open it up for questions and answers, and we'll do questions for about 10 minutes. I promise you a 30-minute call. We're about 10 minutes in, so we have time for Q&A. No question is an unnecessary question because I want to make sure that you have clarity on it, that you understand what we're trying to accomplish. Again, it does not take away from your manual, but it's giving our team of people information at a glance so that they know here's what I need to do and remember all the time and keep it at the forefront of their mind. Brother Maurice, you can chime in as well. You can just unmute your line and ask your question. Because we have this open type of communication, because I wanted to dialogue, if somebody's talking, if you'll just wait, then we'll move on to the next, because there's no way of us knowing who's next. But if you have a question, unmute your line, and you're free to ask your questions at this time.
Hello?
Hello. Any questions?
I have a question. It's Sheila Whiting, Alta Ministry. Mm-hmm. When I do the number three, do you want two contact persons from each location that I'm the department head over?
That would be great, because I know the contact person may change per location. So if you have different contact person, like say the West has two, the South has two, the East has two, the North has two, then you can do that. Or if it's just one person per location, then you can list all four.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Because this, and that's a great question, the summary sheet will go to all locations, because ideally we say it, we're one church with multiple locations. So, and of course I don't want to leave out Austin and Beaumont, but what we want to make sure is that if a person goes to the West to serve, or if they go to the East to serve and they're normally at the North, they still know how to operate and function, and they know who to contact. Any more questions? Well, since we have no more questions, Brother Maurice, you have anything to say?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say was, Dr. Arisha, was you mentioned the one page. We need to make sure that the information that we put on that one page is enough so that we just stay on one page and not go over to the second page. Is that correct?
Correct. Your top five, you know, it should not be each one a paragraph. I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Right.
Your protocol would be, like, for the ushers, Brother Maurice, you can help me. You require all ushers to arrive an hour. How early before service?
In most cases, it's about an hour and 15 minutes ahead of time.
Okay. So maybe your number one would be arrive 1 hour, 15 minutes prior to the start of service. Your number two, again, like I said, video department, they have a whole separate checklist. So instead of trying to list the entire checklist, they'll just say, go through the checklist. Now it keeps us on that one sheet.
Right. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we understood that we don't do a, like you said, a paragraph, so that we extend over to the
right.
The second page.
Absolutely. And I have information, like, don't worry about trying to put the vision and the mission statement. We're going to have that as a standard at the top, and then it'll change based on each person's, each area's focus items, protocol, and contact information. So I don't need you to try to, every person to try to write the church's mission statement, to try to write the 7-star mission. We'll take care of that. What I need from each group is, number one, your top three focus items. That what should I always focus on doing when I am functioning in this area? And then number two, your five protocol or procedures that I'm to follow. It sounds similar, but they're different.
And Dr. Arisha, when we went as staff, when we went through it today, it was really, really easy and simple. So it's not going to take a lot of time, and it's not going to be real, real difficult. It's when you just stop and think about what you do, it becomes very, very easy to put on paper.
Absolutely. And like I said, we did our staff in 15 minutes, and they had some great points that they presented, because I even had them present it to others. You may want to, you know, you have some leaders who are not on the phone that you can dialogue with. You may want to get them involved, you know, if you can just put a call into them. But it's not something that should take all the evening to do. Really, you're go over what you do when you arrive to church. Go over what message you want to transcend. How can, you know, as a greeter that never smiles is, that may not be the area for you if you won't ever smile, because we're supposed to greet everybody with a smile when they enter the door. But putting that as a focus item, so when I come to greet, I know I have to smile. As a greeter, since I'm welcoming them into new light, I need to always welcome them to the light. So those are some examples for you, and again, it should not take a lot of your time. Any more questions? I will have Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Jolene. I just wanted to chime in and encourage all our leaders, too. Like we say, it doesn't have to be a paragraph. Just some key points, maybe a one or two-liner of the key points, and that's all we need. So we don't want you all to, you know, feel like we don't find any stress anything over, just the basic details, key points on that one sheeter.
And it's really action steps. It's nothing that, you know, that requires a lot of intense labor to accomplish. I'll give you one more opportunity to ask questions, but here's kind of generally how we're going to do the breakout. It is still up for approval, but right now I have, and I tried to do it where the groups that work together, they would be connected together. So I have altar workers and intercessory prayer group together. I have audio, video, light vision screens, and worship producers together. I have children's ministry, nursery, and our life together. Food prep, hospitality, and ordinance together. Bookstores by themselves. I have the greeters, ushers, VIP, and restroom attendants together. I have phone ministry and personal ministry together. Music department, praise, dance, and drama together. Parking lot attendants, shuttle drivers, and courtesy officers are together. And then we have our pastoral assistants. There are a couple areas that I'm still placing, which are jail and prison ministry, sign interpreter, social media, and photography. And so I'll have those placed by tomorrow. So if you would like to know who's going to present, maybe you all can talk in advance, and I'll have that finalized me and Brother Maurice will have that finalized on tomorrow. Any more questions?
Dr. Arisha, this is Tanya. Did you put in the Ministry of Kindness with hospitality?
I can.
Okay, yeah, that would be good.
I don't know how I missed them. So I have food prep, hospitality, ordinance, and MOK.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. If I missed your area, say something, because I went from a list, but and I thought I'd try to get everybody, but looking at that paper, I could have mixed somebody up.
I'm Dr. Arisa.
Mm-hmm.
This is Coleman. By 10 a.m. in the morning, that's Maurice J. at
Newlight, newlight.org.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any more questions? Well, I'm sure everybody, you have the email address of Brother Maurice, so if you have a question, you can email him, and I'm sure he'll be able to assist you. It really is a simple but a powerful project to do, so I don't want you to feel like it's a lot. It's simple, but it's a great tool because a lot of times we have a lot of information and just trying to take into consideration how we, our behavioral habits of people, taking that into consideration to develop something. Any more questions? All right. Well, everyone, have a great evening. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing your top three focus items, your top five protocol procedure points, and then you'll finally close it out with your leader contact information. If it's that leader is location specific, remember, put in parentheses or besides it that location that they're specific to so that we know how to list it for the different individuals. We're working really hard to have it the reason why we need it at 10 in the morning so we can have it for Sunday night. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your commitment. I know, again, the seven-star concept of really having excellence with a caring touch is not just going to take our ministry to the next level, but it will take us as individuals to the next level. It'll affect your business. It'll affect everything that you do, because when you're committed to something, it spills over into the other areas of your life. Please enjoy your evening, taking a moment out of your time while you're watching the game or whatever to do this. I'm most appreciative. Bishop and Pastor Bridget are most appreciative, and thank you for embracing the vision of our church. We love you so much. Have a great evening, and God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.